In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's gospel gives us a lot to think about because it's really filled with many layers of meaning and almost like a net that's very full of fish. And this gospel begins with all these people crowding around Jesus, wanting to hear something or needing something. So in order so that everyone could hear him, he pushes out into this boat so then he can address them, and they can hear him better. And when he'd finished speaking, he tells Simon, Peter, to launch out into the deep and let his nets down for a catch. And of course, Simon responds, "We have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." And St. Theophylact says that, see the obedience of Peter, how he welcomes into his boat a man whom he did not know and obeys him in everything. When the Lord tells him to launch out into the deep, Peter does not become exasperated and leave him, nor does he reply, "I have toiled the whole night and gained nothing, and now I should obey you and do it all over again." Peter said nothing like this, but instead, "At thy word, I will let down the net." And St. Theophylact goes on to say, "Such was the warmth of his trust even before he had faith, and he caught a great number of fish that he was not able to haul them in and beckon to his companions in the other boat." So now this is an incredible moment in the life of Simon Peter. And who knows, maybe if Peter had refused to do what Jesus asked him to do, would he have gone on and become the great apostle Peter? We don't really know. But in any case, we know that we, in a way, are similar to Peter in this situation. Peter had a life, he was raised in the Jewish faith. He believed in God. He was familiar with the law and the prophets. He was married. He had a family. And he had learned this fishing trade with his brother Andrew and was in partnership with James and John. So, he was pretty much going about the business of living his everyday life just like most of us do. But let's maybe try to put ourselves in Peter's shoes for just a minute. Everybody here has some area of expertise. You have some profession, maybe you majored in some subject in college, or maybe you're really good at something, whether it's gardening or art or music or something like that. And so imagine that some itinerant religious teacher came along who you didn't really know and told you to do something that was counter to what you knew. That didn't make any sense, that was exactly opposite of everything that you had experienced, everything that you had learned. I mean, you wouldn't really be blamed if you declined to listen to such a person. And yet, Simon Peter did listen to Jesus, even though what he asked him to do made no sense. He knew everything there was to know about fishing. This is how he made his living. He knew when the fish were biting, when they weren't, where they would be located. And Peter knew that if they weren't biting or if he wasn't able to catch them at night, that they certainly wouldn't be able to catch them in the day. And if any of you have gone fishing, that fish like to go where it's cool when the sun comes up. They don't like to be all hot and everything, so they tend to go down in the deeper water way out anyway. So, so that's not usually the best time. That's why most fishermen go out early in the morning or they go out just before sunset, and those are usually the best times. So Peter knew this, and yet he probably didn't really want to do what Jesus said. It didn't make any sense. And he might have even thought about how he would look foolish. I mean, there are all these people around. Probably some of them were his customers. And he probably thought, they're going to think I'm nuts, So, but yet, as St. Theophylact says, such was the warmth of his trust even before he had faith. And here is revealed something very powerful for us, even before he had faith. In other words, Peter's willingness to obey the Lord and to trust him more than his own professional experience, more than his own self-will and his self-love, led to a great miracle and led him to great repentance and great faith. So we can see here how sometimes just by having obedience to the Word of God, we can come to faith. And we've all heard about the great apostles, and we've heard stories about the lives of the great saints and how they were able to work miracles and great wonders and what tremendous faith they had. We St. Mary of Egypt walk across the Jordan River on the water just like Jesus did, and many saints, you know, cast out demons and raise the dead and all those kind of things. And so we might think to ourselves, well, that's all well and good. I mean, after all, they're great saints, they're great apostles. You know, we're just regular people. God hasn't given us those kinds of great spiritual gifts. So how can we really see that this has much meaning in our lives? But, you know, consider this for a minute. Peter didn't consider himself a great apostle or a great saint. He was just a fisherman, just a guy with a family. You know, probably had never worked miracles and all that, and yet he was willing to be obedient to Christ, and so a great miracle occurred. Now, Christ has established his holy church for us through his holy apostles and the holy fathers, and he's given us his commandments to love God, to love one another, and yet we must ask ourselves, are we always obedient as we should be to Christ in these things? Do we love God and our neighbor as much as we should each and every day? You know, the Holy Scriptures and the Church direct us to pray and to keep the fast and to repent of our sins and confess and receive forgiveness and to respect each other in the Holy Church. And here is where we must demonstrate our obedience to Christ. And remember how the Lord once said, "He who is faithful in little is also faithful in much." And so if we will do our best to obey Christ in these seemingly small things, who can say what great things he will give us? But the greatest gift of all will be to enter the kingdom of heaven with the saints and the righteous ones when we depart this life. Glory be to our God.